This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Up next, the Opera Box.
Thinking about turning your garage into something more? Like maybe a game room or a home gym? Make room for your dreams by getting rid of the biggest obstacle in your way, that unwanted vehicle. We'll have it picked up at no cost to you and use the proceeds to support KGNU. Call 1-844-KGNU-CAR or learn more at kgnu.org.
Support comes from Code Ninjas in Louisville, Colorado, where kids learn to code by building their own video games. Details on camps as well as evening and weekend drop-in hours can be found at codeninjas.com/co-Louisville.
Good evening and welcome to the Opera Box. My name's Gary McBride and I'll be with you for the next hour. Tonight, two sopranos, Sandrine Piot and Véronique Jeans, both specializing in Baroque, classical, and late 19th century French repertoire, and who both combine their talents on their long-dreamed-of first collaboration album entitled Rivals, which dropped this April on the Alpha Classics label. Piot and Jeans pay tribute to two singers who, like them, were born within a year of each other, Madame Dugazon and Madame Saint-Huberti. Both enjoyed triumphant careers in Paris, inspiring numerous librettists and composers. Gluck even named Saint-Huberti Madame la Ressource, while A Dugazon became a generic name for the roles of naive girls in love, and later of comical mothers. Rivals? The two sopranos very likely were, even if they never crossed paths on stage. We'll sample some cuts off that album later on in this program. First, though, let me introduce you to French soprano Sandrine Piot, if you don't already know her work. She has had a long career specializing in Baroque repertoire, although we'll also hear her sing some Fauré tonight. Let's start with a selection from Nisi Dominus, Antonio Vivaldi's artistically ambitious psalm setting for solo voice.
Thank you.
Stefano Montanari conducted the Accademia Bizantina, accompanying soprano Sandrine Pio, singing Cum Dederit by Antonio Vivaldi. This is the Opera Box on KGNU. Giovanni Battista Pergolesi composed a musical setting of the liturgical Stabat Mater, which was completed within weeks of his death in 1736. Here again, soprano Sandrine Pio, joined now by countertenor Christopher Lowry. Thank you. Countertenor Christopher Lowry and soprano Sandrine Pio were accompanied by Les Talons Lyriques, Christophe Rousset conducting the Stabat Mater in F minor by Giovanni Battista Pergolesi. This is the Opera Box on KGNU. If you're an opera fan, you're no doubt familiar with Mozart's Abduction from the Seraglio. It came about when the 25-year-old Mozart arrived in Vienna in 1781, seeking professional opportunity. He lobbied the director of the Nationale Singspiel, a pet project of Austrian Emperor Joseph II, and whose purpose was to commission and stage operas sung and spoken in the German language instead of Italian, as was the custom. Singspiel translates literally as singing play. Abduction from the Seraglio became a huge hit and is still performed widely today, but how Mozart got that commission was by performing, for the directors, excerpts from his previous operas, including an unfinished one entitled Zaide, which, as it happens, is also set in a harem or seraglio. Zaide was never completed by Mozart and would not be published until 1838. Its first performance was in Frankfurt on January 27, 1866, Mozart's 110th birthday. Zaide has since been said to be the foundations of a masterpiece and received critical acclaim. The tender soprano air Ruhe sanft, Mein holdes Leben, is the only aria that might be moderately familiar today. Here's soprano Sandrine Pio.
Oh,
Soprano Sandrine Pio, accompanied by Freiburger Baroque Orchestra. That was an aria from Zaida by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. More of the Opera Box on KGNU coming up after this.
Support comes from the Louisville Street Fair, featuring a live band every Friday in downtown Louisville. The Street Fair takes place June 17th through August 12th from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m., and the music starts around 6 o'clock. The fair includes music, food, and activities for the whole family. More information at downtownlouisvilleco.com/street-fair. That's fair with an E at the end.
Sometime between 1720 and 1735, Venetian composer Antonio Vivaldi set Psalm 112 for voice and orchestra. Here again is soprano Sandrine Pio singing the third movement. Soprano Sandrine Pio, accompanied by the Accademia Byzantina, Ottavio D'Antone conducting the third movement of Psalm 112 by Antonio Vivaldi. This is the Opera Box on KGNU. Après un rêve, or After a Dream, was written by an anonymous Italian poet and freely adapted into French by Romain Bussin, and set to music by Gabriel Fauré in 1877. It describes a dream of a flight with a lover away from the earth and towards the light. However, upon awakening, the dreamer longs to return to that mysterious night of their dream. Soprano Sandrine Pio. Soprano Sandrine Pio, accompanied by pianist Susan Manoff, performed Après un rêve by Gabriel Fauré. This is the Opera Box on KGNU. La Clemenza di Tito, or The Clemency of Titus, is an opera libretto in three acts by Pietro Metastasio. It's set in ancient Rome and tells the story of the daughter of a deposed emperor who seeks revenge on the current emperor. This libretto was so popular that it was set to music by no fewer than 46 opera composers between 1734 and 1802. Mozart's version, although it's the most famous, was in fact the 43rd incarnation of La Clemenza di Tito. The 19th version was composed by Christoph Willibald Gluck in 1752. Here's soprano Sandrine Pio singing the aria Se Mai Senti from her 2022 album Rivals.
Thank you.
soprano Sandrine Pio, accompanied by Le Concert de la Loge, Julien Chauvin conducting, La Clemenza de Tito's Aria Se Mai Senti by Christoph Willibald Gluck. This is The Opera Box on KGNU. Here's the duet I promised you earlier from the 2022 album Rivals, which features sopranos Sandrine Pio and Véronique Jeans. Sticking with the theme of Roman clemency, here's a duet from a rare opera by Johann Christian Bach entitled La Clemenza di Scipione, or The Clemency of the Roman General Scipio Africanus, set during the Second Punic War. Scipio refused a generous ransom for a young female prisoner, instead returning her to her fiancé. His magnanimous treatment of a prisoner was cited as one of the prime examples of mercy during warfare in classical times.
Resistere non posso, è il mio tormento.
Sopranos Véronique Jeans and Sandrine Pio, accompanied by Le Concert de la Loge, Julien Chauvin conducting, Me Infelice Che Intendo, from La Clemenza de Scipione, Opus 14 by Johann Christian Bach. This is the Opera Box on KGNU. Let's continue now with soprano Véronique Jeans. Here she sings Fidèle by Henri Duparc, a setting of a poem by the French Parnassian Le Comte de Lille.
L'ombre des églantines.
Soprano Véronique Jeans was accompanied by pianist Susan Manoff. She sang Fidèle by Henri Duparc. This is The Opera Box on KGNU. The operatic style called lyric tragedy, created by Jean-Baptiste Lully, is not necessarily tragic, but rather based on stories from classical mythology with an affect of nobility and stateliness. By the time Jean-Philippe Rameau wrote his opera Hippolyte, the style of lyric tragedy was regarded as a French national institution, and Hippolyte was seen as its downfall. As Sylvie Buisseau put it, quote, "With a single stroke, Rameau destroyed everything Lully had spent years in constructing, the proud, chauvinistic, and complacent union of the French around one and the same cultural object, the offspring of his and Quinault's genius. Then suddenly the Rameauian aesthetic played havoc with the confidence of the French in their patrimony, assaulted their national opera that they hoped was unchangeable," end quote. What Rameau had done, essentially, was create the first opera to be called Baroque, which at the time was considered quite an insult. It was in this atmosphere that Rameau wrote his second lyric tragedy opera, Castor and Pollux. Let's listen to an aria from the first act of that opera, sung by soprano Véronique Jeans. Soprano Véronique Jeans, accompanied by Le Talent Lyrique, Christophe Rousset conducting, the air de Tyler, Triste Après, from Castor and Pollux, Act 1, by Jean-Philippe Rameau. This is the Opera Box on KGNU. Iphigenia in Aulis was another one of those stories turned into a few dozen operas by, among other, Caldera, Scarlatti, Porta, Graun, Pleyel, Cherubini, and once again, Christoph Willibald Gluck. Let's listen to soprano Véronique Jeans sing the recitatif and air of Clytemnestra from Act 3. Soprano Véronique Jeans, accompanied by Le Talent Lyrique, Christophe Rousset conducting the recitative and air of Clytemnestra from Iphigenia in Aulis by Christoph Willibald Gluck. I hope you've enjoyed this evening's sampling of recordings by sopranos Véronique Jeans and Sandrine Piot on this evening's Opera Box, and will join us every Monday evening from 7 to 8 right here on KGNU. Please stay tuned. I'll be up next with a Classic Monday. This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Up next, a Classic Monday.
Thinking about turning your garage into something more? Like maybe a game room or a home gym? Make room for your dreams by getting rid of the biggest obstacle in your way, that unwanted vehicle. We'll have it picked up at no cost to you and use the proceeds to support KGNU. Call 1-844-KGNU-CAR or learn more at kgnu.org.
Support comes from VIA Mobility Services, a community transit provider. VIA is a nonprofit offering transportation and mobility options for older adults and people with disabilities. VIA gives people an option to be mobile. Services are now expanding into the Denver area. More information at viacolorado.org.
Good evening and welcome to A Classic Monday. I'm Gary McBride. I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. The Colorado Music Festival's 2022 season kicks off a week from this Thursday on June 30th at 7:30 p.m. at the Chautauqua Auditorium in beautiful Boulder, Colorado. On three nights, July 7, 8, and 10, the Canadian pianist Jan Leschetsky will perform all five of Beethoven's piano concerti. Leschetsky's appearance with the CMF was originally scheduled for the 2020 season, which was moved online due to COVID, and in spring of that year, when it was still possible for him to visit Boulder, I interviewed Leschetsky about Beethoven, music, and life. Before we get started, though, let's listen to Leschetsky performing a pair of Chopin etudes.